Today's buzz in the marketplace is continuing to be focused on the potential for a cold surge in Canada as we get into the middle part of next week. And some of the computer forecast models today suggested it would come into the northwestern Corn Belt during the latter part of next week into the following weekend. Well, this event is too far out in time for us to have much confidence in it. And I think the bottom line is that the odds are fairly good. The models are overdoing the cold for the northwestern Corn Belt. And so I feel fairly confident this morning in saying that there will not be a frost or freeze event through at least Thursday of next week in the U.S. Midwest proper. Northern Plains and parts of Western Canada's prairies are a totally different situation, and the odds are fairly good that they will see significant freezes by the middle to latter part of next week. In the meantime, our near-term forecast in the Midwest is still going to be promoting some periodic showers and thunderstorms across the area, and that's likely to be a bit of a deterrent for some farming activity, and certainly crop maturation rates will be slow across the region as long as the precipitation is occurring fairly often across the region. This morning we do have rain and thunderstorms occurring again in a portion of the southwestern Corn Belt, and this precipitation is going to work its way further to the east and north as we go forward through the next couple of days. The majority of the precipitation will be highly varied. Some locations will get some locally heavy rainfall, and the majority of it will probably not be so heavy, and we'll expect the precipitation to advance, like I said, to the northeast and passing through Iowa and portions of Wisconsin and Illinois as we go through the next 24 to 48 hours. Another disturbance will occur in the western Corn Belt as we get into Thursday. There will also be some storms across the Great Lakes region on Thursday, and as we go into Friday and Saturday, the odds are fairly good that we'll see some shower activity in the southern in easternmost parts of the Midwest. In almost all cases, the rainfall is going to be mostly light with a few moderate amounts. Daily totals will probably run upwards to half inch quite often, and there'll be a few spots that will get an inch or so. Somewhat cooler and drier air will work its way through the Midwest for a brief period of time as we go from Friday into Saturday, and during that time period we will see the temperatures cool back into a more seasonable range after being quite warm here today and tomorrow. The afternoon temperatures today across the Midwest will be mostly in the 80s, and we'll see some 70s in the far north. Tomorrow will be our warmest day with 80s and 90s likely across the region. Most of the 90s will be lower 90s, and they will occur from southern Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas into Illinois and portions of Kentucky and some areas just to the north of the Ohio River in Indiana and Ohio. As we get into the day Friday, though, much cooler air will enter the northwestern part of the Corn Belt with 60 and 70 degree highs expected, and that cool air will overspread the rest of the Midwest as we go into Saturday with highs mostly 70s. There may be a few lower 80s that still occur near the Ohio River. Our lowest temperatures at night will cool back into some 40s and lower 50s in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt as we get involved with this cool air as we move from Friday into Saturday and Sunday, but then the temperatures will begin to warm again thereafter. It looks as though we will see some increasing rainfall once again next week as we get in front of that cold surge that will be coming out of Canada, and that will likely generate some more moisture and delays in farming activity. Our temperatures will warm up ahead of that storm system, but as the colder air comes back across the region, temperatures late next week into the following weekend will be notably cooler once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.